Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, there are two defining characteristics that have shaped this Indiana town and the people, the land, and the university. The hills, the forests, and the lakes provide a sanctuary, one that is valued and protected. Students and faculty from across the country and the world flock to Indiana University, bringing ideas and dreams to a community that embraces them all. It's a place for everyone. It's Bloomington, Indiana. Jordan Smith is the Leisure Marketing Manager for Visit Bloomington, and he joins us right now on the map. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, I am fantastic. How are you doing up there in Chicago?
I am doing great. How far is Bloomington from Chicago? Let's start there.
Yeah, certainly. Bloomington's actually, it's a pretty easy drive. It's about maybe 3.5-4 hours, depending on traffic and what part of Chicago you live in. We love Chicago. It's one of our best markets. We have a lot of students who attend Indiana University. They're from Chicago. We have a lot of alumni who live up in Chicago. So I guess you could almost be like a sister city for us.
And I would also say that, you know, with the 40,000 students that are there year-round, it's a great place to visit any time of the year. But summer really is the ideal time to visit while students may be at home, because you got the town to yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, the students are, that's about half of our population. So during the year, of course, it's always fun. It's always lively. There's always something to do. But if you want to escape the hustle and bustle of the busy city life up there in Chicago, we definitely recommend taking a drive down south here to Bloomington. It's a lot quieter. It's a little more peaceful, a little more tranquil, so you don't have all the college kids kind of running around, you know, plenty to see and do, even when the population's kind of cut in half.
Yeah, absolutely. But the biggest thing I would say in the summer is the outdoor recreation. You are home to three man-made lakes up there for swimming, fishing, boating, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. Like you said, three man-made lakes. We have Monroe Lake, there's Griffey Lake, Lake Lemon, all man-made, and they're all wonderful. There's boating opportunities, whether it's a motorized pontoon or kayaking. There's canoeing. I know that you have some great lakes up there as well, but we have some here too, smaller scale, a little more peaceful, like I mentioned earlier. Monroe is probably our largest lake. That's a great place to go fishing. Lake Lemon, Griffey Lake, a little more on the northern side of the county. Smaller scale, but there's still plenty to do as well. Fishing in all the lakes, really. Canoeing on one of those last two lakes is one of my favorite activities to do in the spring, summer, even the fall when the leaves begin to change. So it's definitely, if you enjoy the lake life, you want to get away from the larger Great Lakes, come out here to the Good Lakes.
I got you. Okay. Well, there's hiking, too. There's over 200 miles of trails, too.
Absolutely. Like you said, 200 miles of that. And you know, most of those actually do kind of connect to each other. A lot of those can be found around the lakes, Monroe Lake, Griffey Lake, Lake Lemon. Then there's hiking trails for any kind of difficulty you may find. Some of them are really easy trails. We have something called an urban trail. There used to be a railroad track that kind of came through Bloomington, and we've turned that into a nice little walking area. So that cuts through downtown and kind of slices right through the middle of Bloomington, so you can take a nice leisurely stroll, see some shops and some public art, some restaurants on the way, coffee shops. It's a nice place to go. But if you want to hit the terrain, go to one of the lakes. Plenty of hiking opportunities, ranging from about less than half a mile to sometimes over 3 miles, depending which trail you take. And like I said before, they're all kind of connected.
And for outdoors, you also got the Hoosier National Forest, but you also have the golf club at Eagle Point, which is just a great place to get away and hit the ball around a little bit.
Absolutely. I'll mention the Hoosier National Forest. It's about 200,000 acres, and it's kind of on our south side of Bloomington. It's it's where the hills start to come in the south central part of Indiana. So if you like a little to drive a little up and down around, it's a nice little leisure drive, and of course that's a great place to see some birds. We have a lot of birding expeditions that go on around there, a nice scenic hike, as we mentioned before. But of course the golf courses are fantastic. The golf club at Eagle Point, it offers a 6,700 yard par 71 championship golf course, and there's rolling hills, two cascading waterfalls, over 100 sand bunkers. So it's a really neat place to go golfing. We actually have some of the nicer golf courses probably in the Midwest. You should really come check it out. And not only that one, I can't mention golf without mentioning the Fowl course as well. It was designed by highly acclaimed architect Steve Smyers. He has designed championship courses across the entire world. And, of course, Hoosier native and two-time major winner Fuzzy Zoeller, he had a hand in that as well. It's one of the top-ranked courses in all of the Midwest, as well as the United States and in all of North America.
Wow.
Yes, it's one of the best places. It has the same rolling hills that are beautiful that you see here in Bloomington. And, of course, it's a little more challenging, so it's definitely a great place for the more experienced golfer.
Cool. All right. That's cool. Arts and culture. You have 12 museums that are located in Bloomington, but you also have over a dozen art galleries. Talk about these cultural things that people can experience.
Of course. We have, like you mentioned before, over a dozen art galleries. A lot of those are around downtown. I have to mention that the gallery walk, it takes place the first Friday of every month. A lot of those galleries are within walking distance, and they do have some extended hours. You can see almost everything, paintings, sculptures, you know, anything that kind of tickles your fancy mm-hmm. as far as artworks are concerned. And so you definitely want to come out if you are into the arts. It's a great place for it.
And some other museums as well.
Yeah, of course. We have about a dozen museums, and I can't go without mentioning the Eskenazi Museum of Art and the Lilly Library. Those are both located on campus at Indiana University. The Eskenazi Museum, it's a collection of art from paintings to historic artifacts and relics. There's some paintings and artwork by Pablo Picasso, Monet. You can find some of those here as well. The Lilly Library is a real treat. You can get a little more hands-on. I was able to hold a book that belonged to the last queen of France right before the French Revolution. You can hold a real-life Oscar trophy from the Oscars, from the Grapes of Wrath. And yeah, you can also see some notes from Edgar Allan Poe. This might be a little weird, but in one of those letters that he sent to a woman that he was fancying, he cut off a piece of his hair. So there's actually some hair from Edgar Allan Poe there as well.
Yeah.
But it's a really neat, really neat place, as well as an original edition of a New Testament from a Gutenberg Bible. So it's definitely one of the most sought after places to see as far as art is concerned in Bloomington.
Very, very cool. There's also a lot of shopping to do there and venues, music venues around. Talk to me about Kirkwood Avenue. It's one of the most iconic streets in Bloomington.
It's walking distance from the downtown square to campus. It's kind of the gateway to campus. That's what we call sample gates.
Okay.
You can look down and see Kirkwood Avenue. Amazing locally owned restaurants, some shops there. Great place to purchase some Indiana University gear as well. Of course, Nick's English Hut. That's one of our more popular dining spots in town. Grab some Sink the Biz fries. A lot of college students play this drinking game called Sink the Bismarck. You have to come down and learn the rules for yourself. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
Keep the mystery alive.
Uh-huh,
And so great, great pork tenderloins and, you know, the kind of stuff you'd want to see at a bar and grill. And, of course, my favorite place is probably John Mellencamp's booth right there in Nick's English Hut. If you're lucky, it might be available. So you can sit the same place John Mellencamp likes to get his sandwiches.
All right. Okay. We're talking to Jordan Smith. He's the Leisure Marketing Manager for Visit Bloomington. And there's more after the news next here on 720 WGN.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. We are talking to Jordan Smith. He's the Leisure Marketing Manager for Visit Bloomington, Indiana. And it's visitbloomington.com to find out more information. Talking about a little bit more about the restaurants, the wineries, and the events coming to town this summer and in the fall. Let's talk about, you know, it's a foodie's dream there. You've got over 200 locally owned eateries in Bloomington.
Absolutely. Like you said, over 200. It's kind of a hidden gem. Most people think, you know, Chicago, New York, New Orleans, those places for great food. But I guess this is kind of a hidden hideaway for foodies, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said earlier, 200 locally owned eateries in town. You can find everything, bars and pubs, cafes, delis, international cuisine, coffees, pizza, of course. So it's definitely an amazing place. And I have to mention, I'm a foodie myself. Mm-hmm. We have this one little strip next to Kirkwood Avenue, a block away. It's 4th Street, but we call it International Row, and it's nothing but international restaurants. And just walking up down there just to get the smells is a treat enough. Indian food, Thai food, we have Tibetan food, Burma.
Oh, wow.
Food from Burma, Cajun food, Greek food. I spend almost every lunch break there.
I love it. Okay, that's very cool. There's also, I know there's also like America's Best French Fries by in USA Today. There's a place called Farm Bloomington. So they got the best fries, I'm told.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They just recently won that, actually. USA Today considered Farm Bloomington one of America's best French fry stops. So if you do come here, that's an amazing place as well. We do have some award-winning restaurants. The Elm was considered one of the restaurants of the year, also by USA Today. So two award-winning places, and, of course, a lot of hidden gems here as well.
Very, very cool. Now, there's some wineries in town as well, which is lovely to see. Oliver Winery, one of the largest wineries in America, and the Butler Winery. That's one of the oldest.
Certainly. I mean, when you come on vacation, you definitely want to relax, and there's nothing more relaxing than just sitting on a vineyard, enjoying some wine, some cheese, and crackers, and both of those are phenomenal places to do that. Oliver, it's one of the largest wineries in all of America, one of the top wineries not in California. That's according to Travel and Leisure magazine. They ship their products across America, and it's a wonderful tourist attraction. One of the largest. They have this amazing pond, some grounds where you can take a nice stroll and have a picnic, buy a bottle of wine, everything from very dry to very sweet, and some unique concoctions sprinkled in there as well. It's definitely one of their top spots in town that people like to visit. And Butler Winery, it's a little more off the beaten path. It's also one of the oldest wineries in Indiana, the fourth oldest, I believe. They specialize in grapes grown right there in Indiana. So it's a lot, if local matters to you, it's very, very local. And the owner, he's a very knowledgeable winemaker and a historian in his own right. He wrote a book on the history of Indiana wine,
cool. Yeah.
Which they do sell there at the vineyard. So you might want to check that out if you get the chance.
Okay. All right. And then you got some upcoming events happening. And I know a big one, and it's always been a big one, is the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo. That's August 25th. I mean, you got the stars from everywhere, from every current movie and TV show and so forth attending this thing. It's a big one.
Oh, it's pretty big. Yes, it's one of our more popular events, that Indiana Toy Comic Expo. Toys and comics are, it's not just playing anymore. These are collector's items. And so you'll find Star Wars figurines and comics from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. It's a really fun event, especially if you're somebody like me who enjoys Marvel Comics and Star Wars figurines. It's not Comic-Con, but it's our own personal one on a smaller scale, and it's really, really nice as well. We also have the 4th Street Festival of Arts and Crafts. I mentioned 4th Street earlier. Amazing smells, and then you have some arts and crafts in there as well. That's going on August 31st through September 1st. And, of course, later in the summer, we have our own Pride Fest on September 14th. So you don't want to miss out on either of those. Of course, we have a lot of annual events that we have going on, like the Lotus World Music and Art Festival, the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. Both of those are around the fall. Once winter rolls around, we're talking about Freeze Fest, the Indiana Heritage Quilt Show. Once spring rolls around, we have the Little 500, which if you've ever seen the movie Breaking Away, which mm-hmm. is filmed here in Bloomington, that's the race, the Little 500. Barack Obama, President Obama, even came to enjoy it as well. So we have some celebrities who show up for that. That's one of our more popular events. But there's always something to see, do, experience, and taste here in Bloomington. You don't want to miss out.
Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about is the Tibetan-Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center. I mean, this is a very, very, very peaceful place for meditation and some reflection.
Absolutely. It's 90-acre property just south of town. Very relaxing, very peaceful. We have Tibetan-Mongolian Buddhist monks here in town. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, the Dalai Lama himself, his brother, was a professor at Indiana University, and they kind of helped start this cultural center, built it from the ground up, literally. And so it wasn't, back in the day, it wasn't uncommon for the Dalai Lama to just show up in Bloomington and say hello to his brother, kind of like the Pope visited Champaign, Illinois,
right,
or something.
So it's
really a unique experience, and if you enjoy just relaxing, you need to calm down from the stress of work, the big city life, and just relax a little bit. You can't leave without experiencing that.
Very, very cool. Visit Bloomington, Indiana. It's visitbloomington.com for more information. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always come to Bloomington. You can visit more on our website at visitbloomington.com. It has all the information about events, restaurants, everything we talked about earlier in depth. And on that website, go ahead and order a free visitor guide as well. We'd love to deliver one to you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, let's take a look at the roads.